Welcome to the DBM Academy podcast. We're diving into what's been called the credibility paradox. It's fascinating. You have one of the most successful innovators in human history, Elon Musk, predicting a future of optional work, robotic labor, and post-scarcity energy. Yet, when he says it, Wall Street yawns.
They sure do. It's the most expensive bias in modern markets, hands down. The point is sharp. If Warren Buffett predicted work would become optional in 20 years, or money would fade as an abstraction, the S&P would jump 5%. But when Musk says it, the reaction is eye rolls.
So why the double standard? Why is Musk taken less seriously on the future than observers like Buffett, Jamie Dimon, or Jerome Powell? People who haven't built physical technologies on the same scale and merely observed as peripheral investors.
It comes down to a simple preference. The world trusts observers of the present more than builders of the future. Buffett operates inside the existing system. His worldview is incremental and familiar. Musk, however, is a builder whose career is a continuous streak of turning impossible ideas like reusable rockets and mass-market EVs, into industries. His predictions imply a speed of change that institutions are structurally unwilling to model.
That makes sense. The market is built to price the next six quarters, not the next six eras. But what about his track record? The collective dismissal isn't rational because his predictions, while often mocked, are generally correct on feasibility.
Exactly. Critics misunderstand him. Musk's biggest miss is almost always timing, not the ultimate direction or feasibility. He gets the physics and the eventual adoption right, but he's optimistic on the friction of scaling. Reusable rockets were on time, EVs were faster than expected, and Starlink was only a few years late. His error is consistent. Optimistic on timing, accurate on direction. And for an investor, direction is what matters most.
So his being wrong on timing is the market's psychological cover. It allows investors to nod politely and then ignore the profound implications. What are those implications based on his recent interview?
He described the world where humanoid robots collapse physical labor costs, where energy becomes the true currency via Bitcoin, and where AI drives deflation faster than governments can print. If Buffett or Dimon made even one of those claims, it would be a special report on CNBC.
And this brings us back to the Musk discount. If his predictions, even if right, come true, what does that mean for today's investors?
It creates an asymmetric opportunity. The Musk discount means that key foundational technologies, robotics, actuation, energy storage, satellite networks, inference hardware, are being priced as incremental industrial stocks, not the foundation of a new economic regime. He's not just predicting the future, he's also building the physical infrastructure required for it. Tesla's humanoids, SpaceX's launch systems, Starlink's compute fabric.
In essence, the bias against Musk creates an entry point. If he's early, these sectors still compound. If he's on time, they re-rate drastically. And if he's late, they eventually re-rate anyway.
Precisely. The core takeaway is to look past the bias of who is speaking and focus on what is being said. The transition from LLMs to vision language action models requires an entire new physical supply chain. Components for robotics, new energy systems, investors willing to position in the picks and shovels for this kinetic atoms over bits revolution are betting on a future Musk is currently building.
That's right. And it is our privilege as a community of highly tuned technology investors to have early appreciation of this phenomenon, accelerated greatly by our early ownership of digital assets, many of which are already intrinsically linked to AI. Keep stacking, folks, and remember to keep things as simple as possible via the DBM model, community, and Wealth Builder series. See the show notes and see you next time.